Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about slowing down. This podcast pops up every now and then because, gosh, is it hard for my brain, my mind to slow down long enough to keep going. So I want to talk a little bit about that, give you a bit of a pep talk, which I'm really saying to myself, but I think it could help a few others. So let's dive in. Okay, now just before I get into this episode, I was recently interviewed by Matthew on the Dyslexia Hacks podcast. I'll try and pop a link in the description so you can grab it if you want to have a listen. Talks a little bit more about my story, and it was quite a nice change to be interviewed rather than the interviewer. So I'll pop that in the show notes. But let's dive into today's podcast and what it's all about. Now, one of the things many of us are guilty of, I think, those of us with dyslexia, with maybe a sprinkling of ADHD thrown in, is that we can find ourselves always going forward and always trying to push to be better. And I don't know about you, but I find I kind of sit between trying to grow as a human, trying to move forward. And I've kind of, it's kind of like if you imagine a switch between going backwards, staying still, and growing. I always seem to be kind of locked in a mode. So recently I've been locked in this growth mode where I'm always trying to move forward. I'm thinking when I start the day, how do I get to my goals? How do I move forward? How do I? And I'm kind of stuck in that mode at the moment. Other times, and whenever I've tried to do this, it's kind of like grabbing that lever and pulling it back to kind of this balance mode, but it always feels like there's friction. I'll either pull it too far to backwards mode or to central mode. It'll start going backwards. It's kind of like, it feels like if it's too far backwards, it keeps wanting to go backwards. If it's too far forwards, it tries to grow. And I'd say, honestly, I probably get stuck in growth mode too much. And what does growth mode look like? It's kind of, you know, it's this consistent feeling that I have to move forward to be successful or to be validated or to be valued. And that me just sitting still and not adding value to the world is kind of like an uncomfortable place. Sometimes it's a boring place. You know, if I sit still for too long, I just sit in boredom. And boredom is, you know, for me, for my brain, it doesn't work. It's not a happy space. I can sit in it for a little while. I sometimes have moments of that perfect balance where I'm very in the moment, very present. But they usually only last for a small period of time before I'm back into growth mode. In the past, probably only once or twice, I felt like I've actually been consistently moving backwards. And usually those times have been where I've been stuck in a decision that I haven't made. When I've known in my gut and my intuition, I personally have to make a decision. You know, usually it's to do with relationships or business. I know the decision I need to make, but if I'm honest, I'm too scared to make that call, to be wrong and to have to worry about it. And so what happens there is I kind of feel like I'm always going backwards. I feel like a lot of work I've done is just kind of being thrown away. It doesn't happen often, but, you know, just thinking about it, I probably think of a handful of times this has happened, usually with business partners or relationships that weren't working in the past. And so, but for today's podcast, my issue is, and you know this podcast is all about me, right? You know, and hopefully you get something out of that, is that I've been stuck in this growth mode. I kind of, every day I'm trying to move a bunch of things forward at full speed, be it my personal health, be it, you know, which has its moments, be it my business, be it my work. We're building a house, looking after my family, a heap of these things. Every morning it's kind of like that flood of everything comes into my sphere, and I have to kind of dilute that into what I actually want to achieve in the day. And sometimes I'm good at it, and some days it just overwhelms me to inaction. You know, we've all had those days where it just feels like there's too much and you become useless. And then you have these days where it kind of looks really clear and you can just move through it and push forward. And I've kind of been in that zone in the last few days. I ended up working the weekend, running a couple of big events on Saturday, Sunday, which were really fun. But it's kind of left me shattered this week. You know, my Monday, Tuesday were just not productive. I just wasn't in a good zone. The hour changed in New Zealand, so it went forward. So we lost an hour of sleep. It felt like I'd gotten off a 24-hour plane ride to the UK. That's how you know, it affected my kind of sleep patterns. It was really odd. And like just a heap of stuff. And so what kind of happens there is it kind of feels like I'm stuck in this kind of go forward mode. I can't really see the present and that I'm actually allowed to slow down and enjoy the present in those days. And I just feel not enough. I just feel like I'm not achieving anything. I feel unproductive. I feel blah. And, you know, I wanted to do this podcast because I wanted to say to other people like me and to say to myself, you know, it's okay to just slow the f down. You know, slow down, sit down. Don't worry. You don't always have to be moving forward. You know, you can have 2 or 3 days of being completely unproductive. And I'll tell you, the world probably won't end. You know, well, see, that's how hard it is for me to say that. I had to say probably. I didn't even pre-write that. It's just literally, you know, that's just your mindset, right? You always want to be moving forward, but the world might end, you know, and it's kind of true, right? That's how we feel. And I have to remind myself to slow down and reflect. I make sure in the mornings I meditate on this stuff because meditation for me, which was a real struggle when I started, actually reminds me that I can take a seat for 20 minutes and I can just be with myself in the present and I can love that and enjoy that feeling. And I'm in control, not the outside world. Like that's what meditation is to me. Not only is it refocusing me on where I'm going, but it's telling me that, telling the rest of my body that my consciousness is the boss, not my mind, not my body. My consciousness decides. And that's been really helpful. And I've been making sure I've been meditating a bit more than usual to try and help me get out of the zone. And I feel like I'm starting to come right. I've also been taking time to reflect and really look at what I've achieved this year. Because some days in minutia, when you're just stuck in the day, you feel like you're so unproductive. And then you look back to what's happened in the last 9, 10 months, and you're like, wow, how far have I moved towards where I want to be? And it's quite startling, the upgrades, the moves in life. And like, I have to sometimes remind myself, if I actually just said, I'm not working this week, I could, the world wouldn't end. I'm not saying I want to do that. I'm not saying I even enjoy it. I'd be bored as anything. But reminding myself that I could, it's a big reminder. And it's something I find I don't do enough. You know, if I had to take a week off for mental health, maybe I needed to choose to do that. For me, it's more likely I had one day off. I had Tuesday off this week where I think I did 30 minutes of work, which for me is a day off. And I needed it. I really needed it. It gave me a chance to kind of catch up. Then I could slowly come back into life on Wednesday. And then now I'm feeling much better on a Thursday. But if I hadn't have done that, if I just tried to push through, God knows, like I'd just be a state. And I'm making sure that on the weekend I'm having 2 days of rest where I'm just going to play video games. I'm not going to move anything, any projects forward. I'm just going to look after me, take some time, get some good sleep, go for some walks, a bit more meditation, and just enjoy being me, having some me time. You know, too often, like self-care comes last because we feel it's selfish. And self-care and selfish are not the same thing. I'm saying this to remind myself this, is that it's okay for me just to flick a switch and have some time. Because, you know, I'm the only, you know, when we look at all of the things we're doing in life, we're doing things for our family, our friends, but we've got to put ourselves at the top because there's no point in, you know, that old adage of grabbing the oxygen mask for others when you haven't got one on yourself to look after yourself. And so, you know, my call to you as a dyslexic, as someone maybe with a little bit of ADHD, is just to remember that. Go look in the mirror. Remember why you're doing this. You can end up getting so busy that we don't look in the mirror and really look at ourselves. Sometimes we look away. And I would say, look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm doing everything for you. Everything. Even if that's taking a rest, even if it's taking a break, even if it's slowing down for a couple of days. You know, that's so important because if you don't, what's the point? You know, there's no race to the end of life, right? We're not in a race. You don't get bonus points by getting to the end first. You've got to enjoy the journey that we're on, and it can be so easily forgotten when we're stuck in the moment. So go out, see nature, go for a walk, test meditation again, even if it hasn't worked for you. Whatever it is, put yourself first for a change. That's what I wanted to share, guys. I'll make sure I put a link to that other podcast in the show notes. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week. after a nice break.